This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Thomas, part-time menace, full-time overthinker, and I once cried in a TJ Maxx candle aisle.
And I'm Sierra, a human Red Bull with abandonment issues. And you're listening to...
Really? We'll be bringing you unfiltered conversations, unexpected tangents, and highly, highly questionable advice. So let's get started, shall we? Are you ready, Sierra?
I'm ready.
Yay. All right, y'all. Sierra, how's your week been?
Oh, man. My week's been good. I just got back not too long ago from a magical, curious, and wonderful city, the city of Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville?
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky, which, you know, it's some people they contemplate how to properly say Louisville, and they're like, Louisville? And it's like, no. I don't know where you're going, but I'm not going there.
Louisville.
Louisville, yeah.
Louisville.
Yeah, so we went to Louisville. It was a work conference, so it was for CE, so continuing education. I was educated continuously through that time. Yeah, but you know, like when you go to CEs and con eds, like you get to work hard, play hard, and so we go out on the town. We went on the river. There's the Ohio River. I didn't know that was that body of water. And fun
fact.
I didn't
know Ohio had a river.
It does. Yeah. Well, I wasn't in Ohio, but like it runs through.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
The simple fact that it's not in Ohio and you're in Kentucky. I mean, I know you said it runs through, but.
Wild.
Yeah.
Just wild. Yeah. Blew my mind.
I'm real bad at geography, so this does not help.
No. But in Kentucky, you can be on one side. Like you can look at the Ohio River and you look across it. There's Indiana.
Oh, third state in the mix. That,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank God for GPS. I would
never
make it. Oh, my
gosh. I'm a child of the GPS. Speaking of GPS, I have this one friend. Love her so much. But anytime we're supposed to go somewhere, she'll be like, do you know where it is? And I'm like, no, I'll just put it in my GPS. Then she proceeds to give me explicit directions of street names, all the things. And I'm like, uh-huh. No, I'm just going to put it in my GPS. Uh-huh. No. Okay. Thank you.
Were you like, ma'am, I am Southern, and we don't use street names.
No.
You need to tell me which tree to the right I need to turn at.
Yeah. Turn at the Sunoco.
Left. Yeah.
When you get to the All Our People Church, turn right. I'm in Kentucky, and you know, really, I was like, what's so special about Kentucky besides learning and joy? Brown liquor. They love their bourbon. Yeah.
Yes. I have heard that.
Yeah. And their saying is like getting lucky in Kentucky. Yeah. Which is cute, but also like, I did not get lucky in that way in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. But I did get lucky with education and joy and friendship. So I had a great time.
Isn't that really the best way?
Totally. 100%.
I mean, let's be real. We're both educators.
Yeah. But enough about the KY state. Thomas, how's your week been?
It's been wonderful. Got a new job.
Woo.
I know. I will be teaching again on the college level. I'll be teaching nursing school again.
Here we go.
Taught it off and on the last 10 years, so I'm going back to that. I'm very grateful that I get the chance to do it again. It's been good. You know, I've had a couple months off from my sabbatical that I took, and I really haven't done a whole lot. It's been wonderful. I've rested. I've kind of, you know, taken time for myself, and I've loved it, and my family and whatnot. So yeah. It's been wonderful. This week's been wonderful. I'm a little stressed out because I start work Monday, but, you know, hey, not stressed, just, you know, nervous.
Yeah, anxious.
Yeah.
Mixed with excited. Mixed with, oh, my God.
Absolutely. Moving along, I think we need to tell them a little bit about ourselves, our history, a little bit about our biographies, if you will. Well, my name is Michael Thomas. I am an elder millennial, which means I was born after 1980. I am single as a Pringle. I am a nurse. I'm an educator. And I'm in school currently working on my real estate license.
Oh.
I know. My favorite pastimes are staying at home and sitting on my porch. I don't have any pets. I'm not opposed. I love dogs. I have an older sister. She has a husband. They've been together over 30 years. I have a nephew. They have one son. He has a wife. She's cute as a button.
Cute.
Darling, as Leanne would say. Yeah, I love reading. Mostly audiobooks now, which is not really reading. But once I hit 40, if I start reading, it might be two or three good pages, and I'm out like a light. So. In order to mitigate a book falling on my face, I listen and I do things. I mow my yard and I love podcasts.
Absolutely. And mowing your yard. I don't have grass, so I don't know that life, but I do have a chainsaw. And
You have trees, girl.
I have trees. No grass.
You have a lot of trees.
Just trees.
What about you? Tell us about Sierra.
Yeah, okay. Well, I am a young and fresh millennial, if we're comparing. I'm a licensed veterinary medical technician for over 15 years. I am also an educator, so I teach. Yeah, I teach at, I've been there
she
for...
She followed in my footsteps. She's very original.
What a leader. Lead by example. Yeah, so we have a vet tech program here in our area, and so I teach there, teach the things. I'm also in school. Look at us. We're so
nerdy. We love to learn.
Yeah, long-time learner.
Lifetime. Lifelong. Lifelong learner.
Long in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I am in the school of yoga. What I like to say, yoga school.
Okay.
And it's called YTT, Yoga Teacher Training. And I
sounds about white.
Yeah. And I have to say, you know, everyone that is there and doing it is phenomenal. Like, beautiful people, absolutely adore them. They've just been doing this a heck of a lot longer than I have. And, like, you know, they're like 10 or more years. And I'm like two. And, you know, I feel at times a little out of place, but we're a good group, and they center me, and we bring it all back together. So that's going well.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Let's see.
And I'm sure you're so very Asheville.
Oh.
So I'm sure that's where she lives, folks. She lives in Asheville.
Yeah.
And she's so very Asheville. She's like a walking chickpea.
There's people more chickpea-ish than me, but okay.
Just try to paint him a picture. We don't have video yet, Sierra.
Oh, God. One day. I take that as a compliment. But yeah, so speaking of chickpeas, I'm married to a wonderful blacksmith bearded man named Dan.
Big old bear.
Yeah, Dan the man. I also have a dog. His name is Ozzy, and he's a crazy train. And he's 16 weeks old. And the puppy life is, I love it.
He's precious.
I love Puppyville. But I think
he has the prettiest eyes.
He does. I think we're also
are pretty.
So pretty. I think we're also at a point now, like, we've never been in this place in our relationship, in our life, and we've been together like 15 years, where we could do the puppy thing, like, get you at 8 weeks.
Well, you all always got rescues from your vet clinic, so you always got, like, broken dogs with no warranties.
That is true.
You did not go to CarMax to get them dogs.
They were technically physically broken, but heartfully.
I mean, I know they were precious. They were sweet. They knew no boundaries. They would sit in your lap, and they were not, ladies and gentlemen, lap dogs.
No, all three of them were over 65 pounds.
Yeah.
Thinking they were little chihuahuas.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of dogs, I also have 8 pigeons.
Sky dogs.
Sky dogs. I like to call them sky dogs. Yeah, they're beautiful. And yeah, judge me if you want. That's fine. My free time, I like sitting by the river. And
which is right literally across the street.
Yeah, and down a little bit ways, and there's the Green River. She looks a little different now, but yeah, she's there. And then I enjoy hiking and really any live music. I can even handle metal. It just, I have to take breaks.
You have a very, I will say, you have a very eclectic musical taste.
Yeah. 1 minute I'm all about Billy Strings, and then the next I'm listening to Megan Thee Stallion. So.
Yeah. I mean, you did hit that Billy Strings for a while.
Oh, it's still there.
Hard.
It's still being hit.
Oh, I know, but it. Yeah, no, I know, but it's not every other sentence.
No. No.
How did we meet? Do you want to talk about that? Oh, sorry. Are you done?
No, yeah, I'm done. I have nothing else to say about myself. That was it. That was absolutely it.
How did we meet?
Circa
2008, ma'am. 2008, 17 years ago.
I was like, I can't do that math.
Mm-hmm. 17 Ooh. Years. Here was the ripe old age of 17, and I was not. No, and
much older.
Not that much. Okay, so we are best friends, but we are 6 years? No, eight years. I'm 8 years older.
Dan's the same age as you.
That's right. Yeah. Her hot bear husband is...
True.
We'll take that part out. Her barley bear husband is my age. So she has good taste in wise men around her. So we met 17 years ago.
Wow.
I know.
Feels like 17 yesterday.
Years ago. It really does. Because we're not that old.
No.
Sierra was the ripe old age of 17. And we just hit it off. As soon as we met one another, we had really good chemistry on stage. She played Sally Bowles. And I was Clifford Bradshaw. We were lovers.
In the show.
Followed by Wizard of Oz. You played who?
Dorothy.
Dorothy Gale of Kansas.
Yep. And you played?
The Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, and you found your courage, and it all worked out.
I mean, for both of us. You clicked your heels and ended right back up in black and white.
Yeah. And if you're not familiar with cabaret, one, you should be. But two, man, that was such an important show. Like,
it really was. And it wasn't really until I had seen it numerous times before we did it, but it wasn't until we were actually doing it that it hit me what a political statement it was, what a
absolutely
powerful, like, humanitarian statement it was. I love it. I think now is a wonderful time. It's back on Broadway. Billy Porter is in it.
Yep.
I think right now is a wonderful time for that to be back.
Yeah, and getting more attention, and those actors, that's important too. But yeah, I had no, honestly, I was like, well, that sounds fun. I love singing. I'm going to do that. I had no idea the character really
until Enid and was like, I'm a what? Okay. Risque.
You're a showgirl.
I'm a showgirl. Yeah. And then also, yeah, the political statement. So for those of you that don't know, it is set in the World War II neo-Nazi time frame. And one of the nights, my Oma, my grandmother, she's from Germany, born and raised, she came to the show. And there's a segment in the show where our characters are wearing the Nazi symbols. And
I think that was just you. I don't think I wore one.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad your character was.
Yeah, better. You were corrupt.
I was. And I remember in the car ride home, my Oma was so mad. She was hurt. And she was just like, I never thought I would ever see you with that symbol on your arm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. We can separate this. But it's, right. Yeah, that hit. In a different way. So you're right. It is a very important show, and it was really important for us at that time and still is.
Yeah, I love it. It's wonderful. Moving on, we did also during that time, we did also have, I introduced you to a movie that changed your life.
Forever.
Sierra being the young acolyte that she was at the time. She had never seen Beaches. So I was like, oh, we'll watch that. Cause you know, that's a pick me up. And, it was between shows. We had children's shows during the day and then we had public shows at night, but for the Wizard of Oz. So between the shows, I thought, why don't we emotionally cut ourselves and watch Beaches? I mean, that poor old couch I used to have in that.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Townhouse, it shook. We were crying, not laughing, folks. Sorry, we were crying so hard, both of us.
Yeah, and
if you've seen the movie,
you know when Bette Midler sings "Wind Beneath My Wings."
Oh,
you're gonna lose it. You're gonna lose your wind.
Yeah. It's again another of my favorites. But we've spent so much time together through really, really great times, through really not so great times for both of us. We bonded very quickly. We had really great chemistry on stage. We made each other look even better than we already do.
And, very complimentary.
She met Dan, yeah. 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And he took her and moved her 2.5 hours away. I live in Bristol. Sierra lives in Asheville. And he took her from us. Moved her away.
I moved originally from East Tennessee, not Virginia.
It's a whole hour and a half away. But still, but we do see each other a lot. We FaceTime once a week. And then, I don't know, 10 years ago? Maybe. At least. I said, you know what we should do? We should do a podcast.
You did.
And you were like,
no.
I mean, you weren't that adamant, but yeah, you were not thrilled. And I was like, well, now listen, we're just as funny as some of these people I'm listening to on podcasts. And every now and then I'd bring it up and we'd talk about it. And I was like, it was either podcast or sitcom. And I, even though like YouTube's a big thing, we just didn't have the bandwidth to make a sitcom.
Totally.
Financially, creatively. I mean, that's, you know, so we were just like, okay, well, we can drop a few $100 and start us a business and make a podcast. And there is no one else. I know I've said this. There is no one else I would rather be on this journey with.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise.
Thank you. I am super thrilled to be here. We both are a little lacking on our creative outlets. Sierra does have her yoga. And I thought, well, why not? Let's finally do this podcast. I've been listening to more podcasts with best friends, and it's kind of a thing. And I thought, well, if they can do it, I know we can do it. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we are. We're at least going to give it a try.
We're going to try. And I hope that we can, you know, have a little bit of a footprint in this huge podcast world and make a little bit of a difference, make some people laugh during these trying times in our world. Make Absolutely. Each other laugh. That might be the only people laughing, but hey, we'll have a good time.
Well, we'll be laughing. Yeah.
We will be.
Absolutely. I think one of the big reasons of why we wanted to start this was just over the years, lots of years, we would call each other for the positive things, for the negative things, for the definitely the funny things, like, oh my God, let me tell you what just happened in the Barnes and Noble aisle. And then be able to share those moments, no matter kind of what framework they are, is really important because life's all about connection. So we're kind of hoping that you kind of join us on these reminiscing of these phone calls and these moments of life together, and hopefully you'll get some enjoyment out of it.
Hopefully we can just make y'all laugh.
Yeah.
We want to make y'all laugh. We want to educate you a little bit as much as we can. We'll talk about different things. I'm a nurse by trade. Like I said, I'm an educator. Sierra is a veterinary technician by trade. She's also an educator. We'll talk about a few things funny, but we'll also talk about some things that might need to be brought up for your health or the health wellness of that little dog
or cat
in your life or cat.
Or not cats.
No, cats are great. I love a cat. Okay, I'm lying. I don't love a cat, but I don't want anything to happen to them. I just don't want one.
I want to take care of them. Yeah.
Yes. We're dog people. But I will say this, you know, as long as we've known each other, do you know what I am most grateful for about you, Sierra? What I appreciate the most about you?
What's that?
You eloped. You did not make me go to your wedding.
Wow.
Now, with
you
that
hold
said,
on to that one.
With that said, it does not mean I would not have if you said mm-hmm. nobody is coming with us to Canada to get married. We're, nobody else but you, and we're gonna camp.
Yeah.
In Canada, I'd have been like, I will be there for your ceremony and fly back after, but I won't camp. But I love you, and I would have done it. But the fact that you said we're just going to do it. It's just going to be me and Dan. I said that's the best thing you could have ever done. I'm not a big wedding fan. So when people ask me to come to their wedding, I have a very dear friend. She will actually be on the pod at some point. Miss Jeanette. She had a summer camp wedding. Literally at a summer camp in the Catskill Mountains of New York.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It was beautiful. I mean, I will say that it was beautiful. But I told her, I said, you know I love you like crazy. Because I don't do nature, folks. Sierra's all about nature. All these, I'm always attracted to these people. I don't know why. I don't know what the universe is trying to tell me. But I'm always attracted to these people that are outdoorsy.
We're just making it up for the fact that you're not and helping you. But you like the outdoors. You told the people you love to be. You like to mow your lawn and you love sitting on the porch. That is outdoors.
Well, that is true. So I do like being out of doors. I like sitting on my porch. I do love being in my yard, but that's as naturey as I'm getting.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. I love bugs. I like snakes.
Honey, you, okay, hold on. Let's go back for a second. You love, I've never met anybody that loves a dog as much as this woman, folks.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Listeners. I mean.
I think it's my favorite animal. Like, they're just so, they're so good. They're so good and loyal. And no matter where I am, I'm like, okay, you know, we're in Louisville, right? And mm-hmm. you, so the continuing education conference that I was at, it was for veterinary educators, very specific. Like, hey, do you teach in the veterinary field? Come here. And so, you know, you have these like vet people. And we would be walking down the street and I'd be like, hey, hey, look at that dog. Look, dog over there. Like it was like this, you know, a unicorn. Like, look at that dog. Look how cute that dog is. Do you see that dog over there?
Like you ain't never seen one before.
Absolutely. And of course, I'm like, can't pet that dog. And I did. I did. I had to. It wanted it. So, yes, I do love dogs. And now... pigeons. So,
well, sky puppies, sky puppies. I will say she did send, show me a video the other day of, her letting out the pigeons. They let out the pigeons, you know, to get exercise and fly and come back home. And they let them out and they stood on the ground.
They did. They flew right to the ground. Started.
They flew right to the ground. They did not. They did not fly. Well, you had two that flew up to the roof.
Yeah.
Did you ever get those two down?
They did. Yeah, they did.
Wonderful.
Thankfully. Yeah. Finally. They stayed up there overnight, but then they came back down.
So. Oh, God.
It rained. And in the morning, I was like, hey, you good? You good up there? Okay. Well, I got to go to work. So.
Deuces.
And then later that night, they came back. So, this is my life.
Well, now. All right, listeners, changing gears a little bit. We are going to have, on our pod, we're going to have different segments, not every week. We'll change it up, but one of our segments that we probably will have every week because we have that much content to share is going to be called Messages from Mom because... you know, the two people that have shaped us the most, our mothers,
yes,
are, well, I think we're both, I mean, I am my mother's son. We are very similar. We have very similar personalities, very similar temperaments. You're a little more grounded than NASCAR, but you all will hear us talk about Monet and NASCAR. Monet is my mother. NASCAR is Sierra's mama, best known for her right foot on a gas pedal. But they send us the most random messages ever. Text messages from out of the blue that I'm just like, where do y'all think of this stuff? Or we'll ask them a question and they just respond with words that have nothing to do with the topic we ask about. So you'll hear from our mamas and probably around Mother's Day, we're probably going to have them on the pod.
Oh my God. You didn't tell me that.
I know.
I'm so excited.
We're also going to do a segment called Gen Alpha Word of the Week.
What is Gen Alpha?
Gen Wait. Alpha? Yeah, Gen Alpha is the group of it refers to the youths, youths of this generation, born from 2010 to 2024. I don't know if you ever talked to anybody of that age, but it's I'm sure just as our parents' generation and Gen X had a hard time talking to us and all the words we used, which we thought were normal. I don't understand a word these babies are saying. They say things like Riz.
Riz?
Riz. Skibbity. Cap. Sigma. Sus. Now I do know sus. They've taken that one.
Is that from, like, suspicious?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't be suspicious. Eight.
Eight?
Eight. A T E.
Like, oh, like eaten.
The past tense.
Of eight.
Like, she ate.
Like, she's healthy?
Well, you'll just have to wait.
Well, we'll have to wait. Okay.
You'll have to wait.
I have a lot of questions. I'm just now.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling y'all, this is educational. This podcast is going to be educational.
You're welcome, world.
We're also going to have, well, there's going to be lots. Y'all, we're going to have fun. You are likely to hear a lot of different hot takes, controversial opinions, because we love a controversy. Books. We love books, TV shows, movies, our favorite podcasts. We'll shout out to our favorite small businesses. Ooh, I do have one. Favorite small business locally here in Southwest Virginia is the Damascus Diner in Damascus, Virginia. If any of y'all are local,
yes,
go down there. Y'all, they got the best breakfast and big old portions. Great waffles, great pancakes, great biscuits. The Damascus Diner in Damascus, Virginia. So I hate to put you on the spot real quick, Sierra, but what small business in your area would you like to shout out?
Well, I would probably say, my favorite, Wild Lotus Collective. It is a yoga studio, and also they offer sauna and cold plunge. And yeah, it's where I get my yoga on and do the yoga school.
Do you cold plunge?
Oh yeah, I love it.
Okay.
I like to get doped up because you do like your sauna and then you cold plunge and you feel like you're getting, like, you get high. It's like a way better high than in other ways. And it has that dopamine.
You would not know about.
I have no idea. And it's, you get like that dopamine release and you're like, and kind of like floaty. It's awesome. It's really good for all of your systems. And
I've heard people like on, you know, YouTube and whatever, say that.
Yeah, it's true.
But I've never actually known anybody
that does it. Dan actually does it too. He's like, when he gets one of these, I was like, okay.
I mean, the closest thing I've done to a cold plunge is my hot water runs out because I take a long shower. And that is invigorating.
Totally.
Anyway.
Alrighty, y'all.
Listen, folks. I hope you have enjoyed getting to know us for a second. I promise. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a good time. We'll do this 3 or 4 times a month. We'll drop episodes once a week, maybe. And, join us.
Alrighty, y'all. That's it for this week's episode of Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas. Thanks for letting us live rent-free in your ears. If you liked what you heard or you just need something to yell at in traffic, hit the follow and tell your friend or your enemy, because we don't judge.
A quick reminder, the views and questionable opinions you hear on this show are ours and our guests alone. They do not represent the views of anyone else, probably. Our employers, our pets, or that one guy in the comments section. Mm-hmm.
This show is for entertainment and occasionally educational purposes only. So don't make any life-altering decisions based on what we're saying, unless it's like, eat more snacks and take a nap.
Pet more dogs. Listen, y'all, we will be back next Wednesday. So until then, stay curious, stay hydrated, and don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Which is not a short list.
Bye.